was quite in lust, servants by the score, footmen at each door, butlers and maids galore. But one day Dan, a kitchen man, gave in his notice, he's through. She cried, "Oh, Dan, don't go. It'll grieve me if you do." She said, "As love is cabbage, crave is hash. I gotta have me some of that succotash. I can't do without my kitchen man."
Somebody say vegan. I didn't hear anyone say that. Not after that. That is Catherine Russell, and she is going to be in Utica on Monday night at the Stanley Theater starting at 8 p.m. Get there early. Get a good seat, because she is absolutely, as you've just heard, she is absolutely amazing. She has a very good feel for this old music. She seems to, she's steeped in it. Her mother was one of the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. A great bass player and a guitarist. And her father, Louis Russell, whom we just heard with playing with Red Allen, and of course it was probably Louis's band, but Henry was in there. Louis also led the band for Louis Armstrong. He worked with King Oliver. He worked with a lot of people. And his daughter is amazingly talented. She's been around doing backups for a long time. Now she's got a solo career, and she is singing this music, which we are trying to keep alive on this show. So I want you, each and every one of you, to talk about deadly sins. It would be a truly deadly sin if you were not to go Monday night, if you could, and hear Catherine Russell, because you will gain such an appreciation of this woman's talent. I'm just floored by it, and I'm floored by a lot of things, but this is... She does a stunning job with what we just heard. It's not a copy of Bessie Smith, as you just heard. It is a beautiful, individual interpretation. Yet, it is very much in keeping with the music of that era and that style. The accompaniment is wonderful. And I hope she plays that and sings that on Monday night. And even if she doesn't, there's a lot of good ones where that came from. Catherine Russell, check my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. Scroll down a bit. Also, there was something in Weekend Plus this week that you can check out. And she mentions 20s and 30s music, Well, that's why we're here. We've been doing this for 3 years. And there's a reason for that. Because this music is better than any other kind of music. Popular music, let's say. Maybe not classical. I'll give classical and some other forms that they're due, but as far as American popular music goes, can't top the 20s and 30s. I don't care what you listen to, this is the best stuff. And you got it right here on Radiola. Now, gluttony. I'm a glutton emeritus, I have to say. Not that you'd notice. But gluttony is something I don't quite enjoy as much, but I can appreciate it in others. And my gluttony is considerably less than it was. Although tonight I made very reasonably sized hamburgers, and I discovered that you can put like fresh tabbouleh on them instead of relish, and it's heavenly. But let me not think of that. Let me think of this. And this is the Roving Romeos, which is a Harry Reeser group, a.k.a. the Six Jumping Jacks, a.k.a. the Seven Little Polar Bears. If my baby cooks as good as she looks, well, you know what happens then.
Be hungry all the time. If my baby fries like she rolls her eyes, how my poor heart aches for her griddle cakes. I wonder if she's as good at the oven as she is in the parlor at loving. If my baby cooks just as good as she looks, then I'll be hungry all the time.
Pigs feet, 99. Pickles, sauerkraut, she loves cheese with pumpernickels. Every night she whispers, "Frank for the sandwiches, Frank for the sandwiches." I feel there's something wrong. Instead of woman's caressing, all she keeps doing is pressing, "Frank for the sandwiches, Frank for the sandwiches," all day long.
Slim Gaillard and his Flatfoot Flugie Boys. Not Slim and Slam, because Slam Stewart wasn't with them at that time, but I always call it Slim and Slam generically, but I guess there were real different names for that. But they had William Smith on the bass at that point. It wasn't Slam Stewart. But still, Slim Gaillard and Matzo Balls. Yeah, he likes those. Before that, the Frankfurter Sandwiches. And the thing I said about the tabbouleh, the fresh tabbouleh, when I about the hamburgers, it's even better on Frankfurters. and Frank's and you know, weenies, whatever you're going to have, and just put a nice layer of that stuff on. It's, you just won't believe how good it is. It's better than relish. Just put a little of that. If you want to put mustard on too, go ahead. But it's just, it's delightful. And, you know, we get that. It's fresh. That, I'm not going to do a commercial here, but, and I'm just not going to mention any names, but that little Lebanese deli down in Campbell Ave in Yorkville, you got to try their fresh stuff because it's wonderful. And especially that tabbouleh and their hummus on the little square, little wedges of bread there, the flatbread. Mmm. Well, maybe I still am a glutton, but I have to face that fact. Let's just move on, shall we? Before that, we had My Baby Cooks As Good As She Looks, 1926, and that was Tom Stax with the Roving Romeos. This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. And here's anger. Well, I get angry. Boy, do I get angry. I am the angriest guy I know. I have that Ralph Cramden thing kicking in every once in a while. It must be a genetic thing, but it happens. I haven't had a problem lately, but boy, that happens. I do a real Ralph Cramden number. So I own that one, too. I own that one more than gluttony, I'd say. Emmett Miller, 1929, with his Georgia Crackers. You know, all the good guys, they weren't from Georgia, but wherever they were from was great. Eddie Lang's in there. Sweet Mama, Papa's Getting Mad.
Now my sweet mama packed her grip and started away. Said she was leaving town. Now if I had only thought and asked her to stay, she might have said that settled down. Now I'm feeling awfully lonesome and blue since my mama went away. Now if I had only thought and asked her to stay, I said that settled down. Sweet Mama, Papa's getting mad. I know the sweetest peaches don't grow on trees. I know the sweetest honey don't come from the bees. I'm tired of listening to your correction. You'd better find yourself some good protection. Sweet Mama, Papa's done gone mad. I never thought I'd ever feel so bad. You flirted with the butcher, you flirted with the baker, but now you're flirting with the undertaker. Sweet Mama, Papa's done gone mad. I'd ever feel so bad. Oh, Lord. You flirted with the butcher, you flirted with the baker, but now you're flirting with the undertaker. Sweet Mama, Papa's done gone mad. Oh, Lord. Thank you.
When you're dead, you rascal, you. 1931. What a sound. And, yeah, that's anger. Wrath, I guess you could say. Before that, Joe Venuti's Blue Four. Beating the dog. Well, that I can't condone. They get PETA after you and everybody else and Buster's Law. And then you're just going to go to jail. So, whatever, you know, matter, you know, break something, but don't beat the dog. 1927. Starting with Emmett Miller And on there, as I looked up the personnel list, I found that Tommy Dorsey was playing trumpet or cornet, and Jack Teagarden was on trombone for that session. And Tommy wisely deferred to him in the trombone chair. Jimmy, of course, on clarinet, and you had Eddie on guitar. Of course, Eddie Lang. And that was, yeah, I'm in 1929. Sweet Mama, Papa's Getting Mad. He sounded mad, too. And here's on radio, I guess we can't avoid this any longer. We're going to get to it right now. This is WATL 88.7 FM, WATL.org. And we're going to try to keep it clean, but you never know what's going to happen here. Lust. And I tend to differ with certain authorities. I tend to think that intramural lust is okay, but intermural lust is not. So if you love the one you're with, and no one's, as long as the shades are pulled down and you're keeping it pretty good, and don't make any have any extracurricular activities, I don't think you'll be too harshly judged in this world. Just keep it within your own relationship. But this is about any kind of lust, I guess. I mean, it all is, certain authorities will differ with that and say it's all not so good, but. I'm not gonna say any more about. I can get you character witnesses to attest to whatever is going on with me. Here's Coon Sanders Nighthawks. Now this gets a little kinky, but not really. It's just sort of sad. 1928. My Suppressed Desire.
Thank you. We've got to make a perfectly clean record this time.
Perfectly clean record?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
If
it's got to be like that, you better play something classical.
Something classical?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah. Something of Dick's Bags.
Dick's Bags?
Richard Strauss's, I mean. Oh, do you know Hiawatha?
Hiawatha.
Hiawatha, fool to ask you. Of course you do. Now, Anna, instead of singing, I'll dance. That'll be clean. Are you ready? One, two... Marvelous dance. I wish you could see it. Oh, it's very breathless. One leg's up. Now the other. Now I'm doing the split. Listen to the taps. They're marvelous. Now I think I better sing. Listen, chaps. You've often paused to wonder what made Miss Blank with Mr. So-and-so. To you it seemed a most amazing blunder. I'll whisper you the answer, then you'll know. Everyone's got sex appeal for someone, or many of us wouldn't be here. Even the Gigi's prove this rule. They're attracted by the donkey, or they'll never be a mule. Look at Queen Elizabeth, whose features quite appalled. The Virgin Queen, they called her, yet many she enthralled. And the Duke of Essex gave the lie to what she's always called. So she must have had some sex appeal for him. Sex appeal, some curse and others bless it. But whoever coined that hyphenated word would never say some do, some don't possess it. Such a statement would be obviously absurd. Everyone's got sex appeal for someone, or many of us wouldn't be here. Even the Gigi's prove this rule. Attracted by the donkey, or could never be a mule. There's the Indian damsel at a fair who wed a handsome swain. She's got the world tattooed all over her, which makes her very plain. But he's gone to live in India, although he's keen on Spain. So she must have had some sex appeal for him. For instance, there's a lovely girl on whom you've got a crunch. But she married someone undersized who looks like Mr. Punch. And they go to bed at 6 p.m. and don't get up till lunch. So he must have had some sex appeal for her. There's a shop girl working daily, 9 to 6, without a rest. She married a night watchman at a jeweler's shop up west. So neither of them ever sees the other one undressed. But they must have had some sex appeal for each other. Everyone's got sex appeal for someone, or many of us wouldn't be here. Even the horses prove this rule. Attracted by the donkey, or there'd never be a mule. There's a little chap who married someone statuesque and grand. He's worn himself to ribbons, at least I understand. Through climbing up to kiss her and sliding back to land. So she must have had some sex appeal for him.
Vodio do, vodio do, rumpachim pulamba boom padam chinagum bum rumpadim bum. There you are.
Ronald Franco. Oh boy. Mm-hmm. And that was Everyone's Got Some Sex Appeal for Someone, Monty Crick on the piano, 1933. And that's true. You know, none of us would be here. I don't know why this is a deadly sin so much. It's just just basically traditionally so. In fact, I had a philosophical thought today, and I'm going to share it with you. So feel free to go get a drink. But I was listening to the radio, another station, and somebody was on NPR talking about comets and how comets are always striking the Earth at different intervals and causing cataclysmic events. Well, the comet, they said the comet was probably responsible for bringing the material of life to this planet. Now, in your mind's eye, picture what a comet looks like and what the Earth looks like. And what does that remind you of? It's played out in a microcosm every day, a million times, a zillion times. And that's probably not, I don't know, it just seems to be a tribute to that initial collision. I call that my Big Bang Theory. But needless to say, yes, when that meets the egg, that's what happens. And life begins, so let's just say that. And it's a good thing, and this is less bad. Just keep it within the goal lines there. And before that, Clara Smith, Jelly Jelly, Look What You Done. What You Done, I forgot a done there. 1928, beginning with Coon Sanders Nighthawks, My Suppressed Desire, 1928. My suppressed desire is to go home and have a beverage, which I don't think is a deadly sin. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And I hope you're enjoying it tonight. I am too, by the way, very much. So now let's go to something that I have to admit there's a bit of, because I own this too. Everybody owns this. This is our main sin. Everybody's got it. Nobody can get rid of it. It's the one where, well, basically we're all sinners anyway. You know, we can't, sin doesn't mean you're evil. It just means you can't walk anywhere without stepping on somebody's toes and doing something kind of unfortunate. And that's really what it's all about. And that's not a religious observation. That's just a human observation. We're always dumping on something, even if we don't mean to. So, but we're still, you know, we're proud. We're proud people. We're proud of ourselves. We're proud to be Americans, aren't we? We're proud to be whatever we are. I'm proud to be a Utican. I'm proud to be on the radio. I'm proud to be somewhat tall, though not too tall. Actually, I'm medium-sized. I'm proud to be medium-sized, in height anyway. I'm not proud of other things, but I'm proud of that. And I'm proud of my health, considering the fact that it could be worse. Self-pride. And here's Gene Goldcutt, 1927. Bix is in here, of course, and Al Lynch and the Keller Sisters. I'm proud of a baby like you, and I am proud of a baby like the one I got. I'll tell you that.
would you say, bow, 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 be your bow? How well I see you dancing, each little step in panting, proud of your own original way, bow, 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 be your bow. I have bought a gold ring for your finger. Wedding bells will ring, so please don't linger. I'm proud of your clothes and how you wear them, proud of the way that I'm wearing. I'm mighty proud of a baby like you. Do, 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 do.
when you're feeling down in the dumps and blue. Pull up your socks and put out your chest and do what I always do.
Which is the handmaiden of pride. Yes, I'm doing just fine, thank you. Just fine. Actually, it's been a good show, so I better watch myself here. That was Phil Spitali's music. Give yourself a pat on the back, of course. Well, you know, do that. Thank you so much. And before that, we had Carl Webster's Yale Collegians putting on the Ritz. 1930, I guess putting on the Ritz is pride, but if you put something else on a Ritz, then that's gluttony, so that doesn't qualify. And before that, we had Gene Goldcutt and his orchestra. I'm proud of a baby like you, 1927. Yeah, I'm proud of my baby. Yeah, she knows it, too. Yep. I won't say any more. This is Radio All. I'm Andy Sr. A little bit more. Here's, the epilogue, let's say. Here's Annette Hanshaw, pleading, in 1929, My Sin.
Maybe it's best that we'll go. What was it leading us to? You were pretending this is just ending dreams that could never come true. You go your way in content. I'm trying hard to repent. My sin was loving you, not wisely, but too well. Your sin was letting me and getting me in your spell. Our sin was following a love that could not be. Now my sin is wanting you, though you've forgotten me. doll.
When you're feeling blue and low down, take a trip and just go down to the river, cast your sins away. Never worry about tomorrow, throw away your cares and sorrow, just forget there is a judgment day. Don't let them turn and call you yeller, just make them say that you're a great fella. Here's how. When you're feeling blue and low down, take a trip and just go down to the river, cast your sins away.
Sends away. Oh boy. Oh, that's a good one. I like that. That, by the way, is by Rones Pennsylvanians. And that's a sort of an obscure band, but again, that's what you have to do. And if you know, at the end of it, you know, you can always, you know, as always, beg for mercy and hope that things go well. That's what I intend to do anyway, because I've had a fairly decent life, but that's just my pride talking. I do what I can, and that's all one can do. That Henshaw saying, loving one not too well, not wisely but too well. Lovely sentiment there in that song. This beautiful song from 1929. Ned Henshaw, and yes. So what do? You just try to, you know, you plead insanity. That's what I'll do. They'll believe that too, because they know I'm nuts. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm trying to sound as sane as possible tonight. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Tune in again next week at 8 o'clock for Radiola, and tune in at 6 and listen to Retro Country, and listen to Mark Fuller. He's got a great show. Don't avoid it. Also, Monday, get yourself down to the Stanley Theater at 8 o'clock and check out Catherine Russell. You already heard how she can sing. So you know what she can do, and you'll want to hear her. This is an opportunity not to be missed, not at all. Just get yourself down there. It's free. No excuse not to get down there. And if you do have an excuse, I'll accept the written doctor's note, because that'll work. Anyway, let's finish with this, and this is how I feel. The Five Spirits of Rhythm, 1933. And I'm going to try to, you know, play on the mercy of the chord. I'll be ready when the great day comes to do that. And we all should be, whenever that is. And if there's, you know, if there's nothing there, then can't fault the guy for trying.
I'll be ready.